Okay, Rabosai, let's get into the last perek of Sefer Yecheskel, perek Memches. It's been a great ride throughout Yecheskel. We've had nevuos, we've had maisim merkavas, we've had visions of churban, we've had visions of nevuah future. We've spoken about a lot of other different nations along the way. Again, a lot has been discussed here in Sefer Yecheskel, and the perek ends. Oh, we had the dry bones, if you remember, in perek Lamed Zayin. We had the eights of Yehuda and Yosef coming together, the ultimate achdus of Am Yisrael. We spoke about Gog u'Magog. We spoke about the future Beis Hamikdash. So many things that we've spoken about over this amazing sefer, and we end off with a description continuing of Eretz Yisrael in the future. Again, the first part, as we've described over the previous couple of prakim, is about the halakim of the Shvatim, as we know, one on top of another, slithers that they each get, Rashi said, the same amount, the same area, which works out, it'll be a little difficult. The scholars have tried to figure out, because if we do the math, then if each Shevet gets the equal amount, so then the Eretz Yisrael is tremendous, huge, and miles and miles longer than what we have in the Torah and what we expect. So it could be differences. The Das Mikra here discusses that maybe the east to west might be similar, but north-south might be a little different. Either way, there are many different suggestions of how to put it all together, but ultimately, we're not going to know until Mashiach comes, just like the structure of the Beis HaMikdash and the structure of Yerushalayim, as we mentioned in the past couple of Prakim. Up until Mashiach comes, we're not really going to know, even though there are a couple of suggestions given by the Mefarshim. But each Shevet is mentioned here, as we have mentioned in the past, whether Menashe and Ephraim are separate and the Levim are in the middle. But this parak allows us to talk a little bit about the Shvatim. We know the Shvatim, each Shevet, that's going to come back. Right now, Bizban Azel, we're not split up amongst the Shvatim. But when we come back, we're going to need it. The Psikta Rabasi says, Koma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Bizchus HaShvatim Bara. HaKadosh Baruch created everything, B'schus T'Shvatim, Atamotze, 12 Chodshesh Hashpashana, 12 months, 12 Mazalos Barakia, 12 Shows Layom, 12 Shows Laila, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Hel Yodim V'Hatachtonim Lo Barasi Ela B'schus HaShvatim, Shekach Kosav Es Kol Eile Yadi Asasa, that's referring to Maisa Bereshis, B'schus Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael, 12, as the Pasuk says in Vayechi. And that's the Psikta Rabasi, and Psikta Dalid, the Schus of the Shvatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And we know each Shevet symbolizes a different Shvil and Avodas Hashem. The Medrash says in Bamidbar Rabba, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, Rabban and Amrin, Afalpi Shekarban Shaveh Hikrivu, as we know in Naso, even though they gave exactly the same Karbanas, Kulam Aldvarim Gedolim Hikrivu, V'kol Echad V'Echad Hikrivu Lefi Daito. Everyone gave, based on different Kavanas, based on everything that they put into it, right? We know even in Halacha, the Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal. All the Arizals that we know, generally in Halacha, we know through the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Samaches, the quotes the Arizal, and he talks about the importance of Minhagim. Ein Lashanos Bimidang Makomo, Ki Yudbe Sha'arim Bashamayim, Kineged Yudbe Shvatim, Vikal Shevet Yeshlo Shar U Minhag, Levan Mashiskar Begamara, Shavalakol. Right, every Shevet has their own way. Right, we know that's where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky emphasizes the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, where he has a comment that many people quote, where he discusses why the Degalim were only given out in Bamidbar. Why not right when Yetzias Mitzrayim happened? Why didn't we get the Degalim then? And every Shevet will be in their place with their flag and with their color. Right? Why dafka wait? So says Rabbi Yaakov, ki be'emes inyan Degalim l'chara hu pirid levavos. Because on the surface, if you think about it, flags could symbolize separation of hearts. Ki zevadai shekol tzeva yesh lo eiz a semel miyuchad. Every color has a different symbol. V'chenat siyurim shehayu al kol degel v'degel. Every picture that was on every flag. This symbolizes and reflects that every Shevet has its own element and midah. And the goal of one is different than the goal of the other. And therefore, there's a danger that if you give each person a degel, each group a degel, there'll be 12 religions, not just one. So the only way that that could be prevented, how is it that the hands and the arm and the legs and the heart and the brain, how does everything not work, be 100 different bodies? It's all one body because there's something that holds it together. The neshama holds it together. So too with the nation. If we have something in the middle that holds it together, if you have the aron in the middle, only after Mamad Har Sinai, and you have the glue, the magnet, so then each could be around that midpoint in the center, without any danger, it could just be 12 different colors of one religion instead of 12 religions. And that's what we celebrate here in the last parak of Yechezkel, where Yechezkel discusses that Lasilavo, when we come back, and everybody knows their shevet, that everybody goes back to where their shevet's supposed to be. And that's what the Gemara in Arachin says. That's when the halachas of Yovel are going to come back, because Yovel is only when we are in the proper places, and that is what we yearn for. So Ve'elosh Mos HaShvatim, and the Psukim described now, these are the Shvatim, Miktzei, Tzafona, starting with the north, El Yadera Cheslon, Lavo Hamas, as we had in the last parak, the northern is Dun. Dun is in the north. Vagvul Dun, under Dun comes Asher. Agvul Asher, Mibaz Kadima, Baz Yama, Naphtali, Echad. Agvul Naphtali, under Naphtali is Menashe, Echad Agvul Menashe, Bibas Kadimad Bayama Ephraim, Bagvul Ephraim as Kadimad Mas Yama Ruvain, Ruvain as Kadim Ad Pas Yama Yehuda, and Yehuda, right next to Yehuda, after that, a Pasaches, is the Truma. As we mentioned, the middle area, where it has room for the Mikdash, has room for the Nasi, has room for the Kohanim, has room for the Levium, right, that is right in the middle between the Shvatim, and again, the measurements are given and described, and Pasuk Yudalid, V'lo Yimkru Mimenu, Lo Yamer, Lo Yavir, Reishis Ha'aretz, just like Bizman Hazeh, we have special mitzvos for the Ari Leviim. You can't make a Migrash into an ear into a Migrash, and selling here it says, you can't sell from there. Lo Yimkru Mimenu, the Aradak says, V'lo Yimkru Mimenu HaLeviim, the Leviim can't sell any of this land, V'kol Shekein HaKohanim, Shelo Yimkru Me'achuz Asam, they cannot sell to Yisrael, they can't sell to Yisrael, the Rinas Yisrael has a couple of interesting sfeikos here about what's going to be. So it says there that you can't sell to a Yisrael. Can a Levi sell to a Kohen? Could a Kohen sell to a Levi? Or is that also Usser? And if that's Usser, what about a Levi to a Levi? And a Kohen to a Kohen? Or is it, no, it has to be your Achuza. And Sarach Ian, what if they did sell? When it says here in the Pasuk, Lo Yimkaru Mimenu, right, Im Avru Umachru, Barakta Avdi Avri Isura, is it that it's sellable, but it's usur. Oshim machalom hani mechirasam. Or even if it's sold, it doesn't work, right? What's the shoresh of this suffix here? That's based on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam in Shoresh Shemini. Shoresh Shemini, the eighth shoresh, the Rambam says that there's a difference between a lo sasei and a shalila. What is the difference? Oh, it says in the Torah, don't do something. So that's a negative. That's a lo sasei. But sometimes the Torah just says something in the negative, but in Hebrew it's the same word, lo. Right? And you don't know if it's just describing a reality or it is saying something usur not to do. Right, the Torah, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, when it says lo yivaker by a bachor, you can't not give a bachor the pishnayim. And let me just find the exact pasuk. Lo yuchal levakeres ben ha'ova penetz nu abachor. So what does that mean? Lo yuchal levakeres. That's a discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban on that pasuk says azhara shelo yasezeh v'chein kulam. It's an isser. It's an isser. The Rambam says no. That's just a mitzius. You can't. You can't. It's a shalila. That's what the Rambam says here in Shoresh Shemini. Shein roi limno shalila sachiyuv im ha'azhara. You don't count a shalila as a lo sase. It's just a reality. He says, if somebody says, don't eat, so that's a tzivui. If somebody says, I didn't eat, or he didn't eat, so that is a shalila, as the Rambam says. Lo achal ploni emesh, lo shasa ploni ayayin, v'ein ruvein, avi shimon, v'adomen lazeh, hinezeh kulo shalila sachiyuv, ein reach tzivui bo. There's no reach tzivui, and therefore you have to know, what's a shlila and what's a tzivui? Because sometimes people count shalilios, and that is a problem. So, for example, he says, Loziya kakorach v'chadaso. You can't be like Korach and like Azeda. The Rambam says that's a shalila. There's no mitzvah. There's no losase not to be like Korach. Nobody should be like Korach. Nobody is going to be like Korach. Right? The smog counts it as a mitzvah, but the Rambam counts it as a shalila, and there are many other examples. But that's the suffix of the Rinas Yitzchak here. What about this case? Lo yimkaru. Right? Is it going to work? Is it usur? Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's usur and it doesn't work. That's the sugi of Abai and Rava in the beginning of Temura, called Milsud Avad Rahman Lo Sevid, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. So if you say Lo Mahani, then it's an isur as well as a shalila. Okay, so that's a question about those, that the middle section of the Eretz Yisrael. And we continue with the Migrashim and the cities, and then we have another area described in Pasuk Yudches, that a certain area would be, V'hayat Tfuaso, L'lechem, you'll give some of the lechem, L'ovdei Ha'ir, to the Ovdei, to the servants of the city. Who are the Ovdei Ha'ir? So Rashi quotes, based on the Medrash, Heim HaGivonim, Who are the servants that we know in history from Sefer Yoshua and Perek Tes, the nation that pretended to be from far away? Yeshua made a bris with them unwittingly. So these are the Givonim. Kein Shamati, he quotes the name of Rabbi Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. The Radak says, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, the Givonim are going to be Las Elavo, and they're going to be living in Yerushalayim. How are they going to be Zoche? Chas V'Shalom, lo yitachin, sheyu Givonim, Yoshvei Yerushalayim, Ha'ir HaKadosha, Bishvil Yisrael. That can't be. So Machlokes, Radak says, no, it's other servants. But if you look in the Gemara Bava Basra has a third idea. Is it the Givonim? Is it just some other servants? But the Gemara Bava Basra says, who is the ultimate Eved? The Nasi. The Nasi, as we know, the ultimate Eved, Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Hashem. The Nasi, the Rashbam, in on Kufchav Bezim and Aleph, when the Gemara says, Loka Chaluka, the Chaluka earlier is not going to be like the Chaluka in the future, says the Gemara, Lo'olam haba, ein lecha kalechad ve'echad she'ein lo bahar u'bashvelu be'emek. Every shevet will have a little of everything. Shene'emar, pasuk later on in our parak, Sha'ar Ruven echad, Sha'ar Yehuda echad, Sha'ar Levi echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek lem ba'atzmo. And it says, the Hashem is going to give it out. And then it says, Asida Eretz Yisrael shetischalek l'shlosha asar shvatim. Idach Laman, who's going to be the 13th? L'nasi, Rav Chisda says, Tichsiv v'ha'oved ha'ir. Ya'avdu b'chal shifte Yisrael. So the Nasi, who the Rashbam says is Malach HaMashiach, so he's going to be the one. He's going to be the one we had in the past. Does the Nasi mean the Kohen Gadol? Does it mean Melech HaMashiach? The Rashbam uses the Lashon of Melech HaMashiach. Just, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but the Minchas Chinuch's fascinating suffix. The Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Zayin discusses, we know we call the Melech HaMashiach, the Melech HaMashiach. Why do we call him? The anointed one. The one that will be anointed. The Menchas Chinuch has a suffix whether he will have to be anointed at all. Whether he's going to have to be. Because we know that if a Ben Melech, Ben Achar Ben, does not really need Meshicha, unless there's a machlokas. So lechora nira, the Melech HaMashiach shemekup mekavim anu, sheyizgala b'mherav yameinu, kima diya mizera shlomo, dor achar dor. It's just been a big time lapse, but it's going to be from Shlomo Melech's line, im kein ha-malchus Yerushalo, me'esha paska malchus, ve'ein sarach Meshicha. Even though many generations have passed, but still, there's no hafsik in terms of the family. Right? It's not mafsik. Unless you say if somebody comes through someone who needs Meshicha, they would need, and Rechavam, once Bnei Yisrael were morayed by Rechavram, and they didn't accept his Malchus, so then he's going to need two. Gam Melech HaMashiach Mizara Yitzorach Meshicha, Af Sheshalom Ve'emes Yebiyamav, L'chol Yisrael. So he has that suffix about Mashiach, whether Mashiach will need Meshicha. But either way, that's what the Rashbam says, explaining that Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Chav Beis, that this Eved is not like Givonim, like Rashi says, based on a Medrash, but it's referring to the Melech HaMashiach. And we continue, Vahanosa LaNasi, and what's left over in this middle area goes to the Nasi, as we said, Mizeh Mizeh, the two sides, L'shumas HaKodesh, V'lachuzas Ha'ir, El Pnei Chamisha V'Esher Melech Truma, there he'll describing all the area that he gets. And the Rambam quotes this as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, when he talks about the rights and the privileges of a king, in Perek Dalid, Rishus Yesh LaMelech Litein Masa La'am, L'tzarchav O'L'tzarcham Al'chama. V'shaleh B'chol Yisrael, and he can take men, and he can take army, and he can take women and wives, V'chein. Continues the Rambam, Halacha Hey, Kofes Haru'uyen Lios Sarim, U'memaneu Sam, Sari Alafim, Sari Chamishim, V'lokeach HaSodos V'azesim HaKramim, V'yesh Lo Meiser Min Hazrom Min Ha'ilonos, he takes Meiser, HaMelech HaMashiach Halacha Ches, that's where he quotes our Halacha. No tell me, Kol HaAratzos Shekoshin Yisrael Chelek Echad Mishlosh Esrei. V'davar Zeh Choku Lo L'Banav Adolam, he takes 1/13th. 1/13th of all lands. Says the Radvaz, Zeh Nevuar B'Nevuas Yechezkel. V'hanoser L'Nasi, right here, he quotes our Pasuk. L'umas Chalakim Al-Nasi, Lamdeinu She'enota Chelek Ke'echad Ashvatim. V'Nasi Hu Melech HaMashiach, the Radvaz quotes the Rashbam, in V'Vasra Kuf Chaf Base. That's the Nasi, as we continue going through the Shvatim, from top to bottom, from north to south. We continue. U'me'achuzas ha'leviyim, pasach ha'beis, me'achuzas ha'ir, besoch ha'shal ha'nasi, yiyah ben'gvul Yehuda. So the Leviyim, that will be between Yehuda and Binyamin, the Yasser ha'shvatim, and then we continue going down. We have Binyamin, and then after Binyamin, we have Shimon. V'yagvul Shimon, mipas kadima, mipas yama, Yisachar. And after Yisachar, we have Zvulun. And after we have Zvulun, we have Gad. And after Gad, v'yagvul Gad, alpas negev, temana, v'hayagvul mitamar. Usually that means Yericho, me'mirivas kadesh, nachla arayam, hagad. gadol. Zos aretz. This is the nachlos. These are the nachlos asher tapilu minachla l'shifte Yisrael, and this is where it splits up. And then we talk about Yerushalayim. So again, here, these last few psukim, all about Yerushalayim, give very large dimensions, and it's not exactly sure what it means. There's a Rashi, a Mesechta Sanhedrin. The question is, what does it mean? Some say, Chas v'shalom Rashi means it. Others say he means it. Rashi says there on Tzadi Zayin Amabez and Sanhedrin, describing these psukim, Rashi says, B'Yerushalayim shalmala mishtoi kra b'sof yecheskel. It's talking about Yerushalayim Shalmala. It's talking about the Ruchani side of Yerushalayim. The Kleyacher discusses this in Bereshis, in Perachav Ches, Pasuk Tezayin, but the Abarbanel here says, Chas V'Shalom, the last comment of the Abarbanel in Sefer Yecheskel, he says, this is literal. Don't think this is just a vision. V'anachnu, after quoting a couple of the other Pshat Mefarshim that say it's not literal, V'anachnu neilech b'shem Hashem Elokeinu, l'kayemu l'ha'amin, shekol ha'nevua azos hi kipshuta, v'sheniba osa Yecheskel v'asilavo, v'sheh'e'yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'sheyia b'achros ha'yamim, me'ha'gu'ula v'ha'teshua la'amo. Hashem showed Yecheskel what's going to be. V'shemisham b'hala yiyel Yisrael am kadosh le'lokav, v'yushalayim kisi Hashem, v'naru elav kalagoyim, v'shem o'ir miyom Hashem, Shama, as we'll get to soon, but that is a literal. We can understand how there could be a river coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. No. So it'll be. And a lot of it is literal. He says, why are you giving gates and walls and directions? It's obviously something in the physical realm. We can't just say it is in the spiritual realm. And the Sefer ends off after listing off all of the gates of each of the Shvatim, as we saw, that Magen Avraham in the name of the Arizal in Simen Samaches and Arachayim, we end off with the city that we all daven for every day. Says the Pasuk, Saviv Shmona Asar Aleph, right, the circumference of the city is 18,000, Vishem O'ir Miyom, and from that day the name of the city will be Hashem Shama. Hashem is there. That's the new name of Yerushalayim, Hashem Shama. The Gemara in Baal Basra says we shouldn't read it Hashem Shama, but Hashem Shma. Hashem is its name. And the Gemara there in Baal Basra on Ayin Hey Mabez writes, Amar Reb Yochanan, Gimel Nikro Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three items that are called Shem Hashem. Three items. Tzadikim, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim. Tzadikim ad Amran, Mashiach Tchsiv, Zeshmo Asher Yigru, Hashem Sidkenu, Yerushalayim, Tchsiv Saviv, Shmona Asar Aleph, Arpasik, Shema Yir B'Yom Hashem Shama, Atikri Shama, Ela Shma. So the Gemara says that three things are called Hashem. Tzadikim, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim. And there's an unbelievable Meshachachma. There are two Meshachachmas about Yerushalayim, we'll mention both. The first is in Parsha Shmos, where the Meshech Chachma discusses Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezayin. He quotes this Gemara and then says, "Really, the name of Hashem really has three connotations: Horas Hashem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, Ha'echad Hu Mechuyav Mitziuso, Vehu Ba'atzmo Sibas Mitziuso. He is the only item, the only thing in reality that has to exist." And he is the reason for his existence. We don't even know what those words mean. We can just say it. Everything else in the world, in the universe, besides Hashem, is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source. And that is what the Gemara says. Chosamah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. That's ultimate emes. That's what the Rambam describes. He quotes it in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the beginning of Sefer Amada. Number one. So Hashem means he is the Mamsiya Mitzias, Horash Nia, Nitzchi, eternal. Ein Rashis the Rashiso, Bain Sofalachriso, at the beginning of time and the end of time. Hu Hayahova Viyah. And number two, three, Hashkachaso Apratis Vikiyumuhanim Soam Khalis Varega. That Hashkacha Pratis involvement in every single being, every second of our existence. And says the Meshech Chachma, as one could guess, he connects the three. Melacha Mashiach, Yerushalayim, and Tzadikim to these three. Number one, the world can't exist without Tzadikim. Efshal Olam Balot Tzadikim. They are the what keeps the world going. So that connects to the first Hora'ah. Shemuchuyev HaMetzias HaMiti Yisbarach. So the Tzadikim are really, they share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of the world. Number two, Mashiach. Mashiach is from the beginning of time, right? Mashiach is one of the seven things, Psachim Nundala, that were created before the world was created. And Mashiach is our history. Mashiach is our destiny. So, HaYehovev Yiyah. Mashiach Hu Nishmaso Be'erach HaNevram Olav HaMachshav HaTerem Nivra. Olam. De Yiat Sof Abriya. Number two. And three, Yerushalayim. Hashkacha Pratis. He makom Hashkacha Pratis. Vizeh Hashem Shama. Shesham Hu Hashem Ve'inav Sofios Tamid. Shafila Beret Yisrael. Asher Hashem Doresh Osa Tamid. Mikol Shekein Yerushalayim. Ze Yisyaches El Hara Shlishis Hashkacha HaPratis. So the three things that are called by Hashem, Tzadikim, Mashiach and Yerushalayim, that is connected to the three elements that are reflected by Shem Hashem, but the pasuk about Yerushalayim is right here. Right, we know the original name, what we call Yerushalayim, is Yerushalayim, and that's another Meshachachma. Meshachachma in Parshas Vayera, where he quotes the Medrash in Breishas Rabbah Nun Vav, that Hashem called it Shalem, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Avram called it Yireh, Hashem Yireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im Korei Ani Oso Yireh Kishem Shekar Oso Avraham, Shem Adam Tzedek Misraim. Im kore ani oso shalem Avraham. Misraim, Adam Sadik Misraim. Alahari ani kore oso Yerushalayim. Koshakar shtem yireh shalem Yerushalayim. What's the message? Says the Meshech Chachma. Avraham Avinu was into the Miskolos. He figured out a Kadosh Baruch Hu ben Adam Lamakom. Shem was on the Teva for a whole year trying to be Misakin the world ben Adam Lachavera. Not only Lachavera, but even the animals. Lasakin amidos vaha pu'ulo. Shehema hayu mishchasin. Hishchus kol basar darko. Umala haaretz chamas. And it was all about Shalem. Yireh is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalem is one another. So Yerushalayim is both. Yerushalayim has a connection to both the Muskalos and the Midos. Ir Shechubra LaYachdov, and that's the Meshech Chachma on this on the name. So we have the Yerushalayim Harim Savivla Yerushalayim, the name of Hashem. Hashem Shama, Hashem is there, Hashem is the name of Yerushalayim. We yearn for the day that Yerushalayim is not just Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim HaBenuya, it'll expand. However we understand all of these nevuos and prophecies, we daven for the time that it is all fulfilled, as the Rambam says. We don't spend so much time on figuring things out, what's going to be, but learning Sefer Yecheskel is something that we have to learn, right? It's in Tanakh for a reason. We were zochet to be able to learn it together, and B'ez Hashem, we look forward to be able to continue with Shrei Asar in the future. Okay, we'll stop here.